There's a lovely image in the first reading this evening where we're invited to come to the water, all who are thirsty, and taste and see that the Lord is good. And we get the image of a loving, compassionate God who satisfies all our needs. It's interesting, in the responsorial psalm, the word all is used, in fact, 7 different times. How good is the Lord to all. The Lord is just in all his ways, loving in all his deeds, close to all who call upon him. And of course, the opposite to all is nothing. And in the second reading, a beautiful reading from St. Paul, we're told that nothing can get in the way of between us and the love of God, the love of Christ. No matter what happens, there's nothing can come between us and that love. And the gospel story, the miracle story of the feeding of the great multitude, is really a story about reaching out in love and in compassion. In feeding the hungry crowd, Jesus took pity on them and reached out to them in love. And when we gather around the altar, we gather in order to be fed and nourished by the Word of God and by the bread of life. And we're nourished in order to reach out and spread that love to others. That's what Jesus said in the story of the miracles. Why don't you feed them yourselves? When the disciples wanted to send them away. And really, that's our task as Christians, to bring God's love and compassion to those who hunger for it.